Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, lots of conversations are starting to take place now about concerns. We've had some volatility recently. That always catches people's attention. Have we reached sort of peak earnings? How are valuations doing relative to what the forecast is going forward? And so I think our conversation here over the next couple of segments is going to be timely given sort of the fears and concerns that we're hearing.
You know, Dave, when we look at our five-pillar approach, when we talk to, you know, clients, when we talk at our seminars and so forth about the alternative space, the way to protect and profit in any kind of market direction is very important.
Right.
What people continually think about is really two asset classes, stocks and cash. They don't talk about fixed income. They don't talk about alternative space. And when we present it to them saying, look, this is part of the overall portfolio in the growth bucket, they go, well, what the heck is that? So let's kind of get an understanding of why we would have an alternative space in our portfolio.
What is it?
Yeah. And then let's talk about the forecast. But, you know, we don't do this alone. We do this with some of the best money managers around the world. And we have one here today.
Right.
We've got Andrew McCreath, CEO of Forge First. Welcome in the flesh. How you doing?
I'm very well. Pleasure to be here, Faisal.
Welcome to Calgary. Usually you're in Toronto when we do this.
That's right. So
welcome to Calgary. This is great.
Thank you.
Let's start off with kind of giving us an overview of the alternative space, specifically when it comes to what you guys do with us in the portfolio, when it comes to long, short, and why we do it that way.
Well, there's little question that we have been in a 40-year bull market. You go back to 1980, interest rates were 20%. The highest marginal tax rates in the states were pushing 80%. And of course, the baby boomers were just about to start to buy. Now, 40 years later, interest rates might as well be zero. The baby boomers have aged, and the new demographics have different spending patterns than the boomers. And tax rates are as low as they're going to get, and they're probably going to go higher. So there are inflection points at times in market cycles where you have to pivot, just like Mr. Powell has begun to pivot at the Fed.
So Andrew, you're not just the CEO of the organization, you're also the chief investment officer.
Yes.
So you get your hands dirty on this stuff.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important.
The cook's got to be in the kitchen, Dave.
That's right. No, exactly right. And so we appreciate this, the fact that you're in there slinging mud with the rest of us. But I'd like to get your opinion on, if we go back to the beginning of this year, 2021, we were sort of coming out of the worst of the pandemic. We had vaccinations coming out. I'd like to get your opinion on sort of where you were thinking the markets or how they were setting up in the first half of this year. And then where did it surprise you?
We were bulls at the beginning of the year for three reasons. First off, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, the organization that's responsible for monetary policy, was in do whatever it takes mode. And so they were going to continue to print money. Washington, under President Trump, was clearly going to continue to provide a lot of fiscal stimulus. So we were very constructive for that reason. But at the same point in time, we did not see interest rates moving up that much. And so TINA, there was no alternative, was going to continue. And then last but not least, we were all hopeful that the economy was going to continue to reopen. And as the economy reopened and traders got back to their desks, they were likely to be more willing to provide market liquidity. And as market liquidity improves, because people are comfortable at trading once again, volatility starts to come down. And when volatility starts to come down, all the systematic capital, shall we call it, Ray Dalio from Bridgewater, for example, managing, you know, $150 billion, big dollars, not loony dollars, start to reallocate more capital to equities because they're targeting a volatility as opposed to a return. So when volatility comes down because market liquidity improves, to be able to target the volatility that they want to for the funds that they manage, they have to allocate more capital to equity. So we were bulls out of the gate this year.
Right. Okay. Were there any surprises in the first half of the year?
The surprises, I guess, were twofold, and they're not novel ones. First and foremost, you know, COVID did not go away, and so there were fits and starts. I would say the biggest surprise, though, has been the breadth and depth of the gating factors in the economy. The most obvious one being, you know, I can't get a semiconductor, or I can't get shipping capacity. And of course, we all know that shipping rates have gone up 400 to 500%, you know, China to North America. Yeah. So I'd say gating factors was number one, and then, you know, COVID on and off, number two.
Okay, fair enough. So let's talk a little bit about liquid alternatives for a minute. So we've talked about the alternative space, Faisal. I'm not sure that people truly understand what a more sophisticated strategy is than just, say, trading stocks for cash or just holding stocks in the anticipation that they can go higher. So maybe we can just pause for a minute, Andrew. I'd love for you to help our listeners and viewers understand that there are lots of different ways that you can both profit and protect in markets, whether they're moving higher or lower. And so with that set up, let me just turn it over to you and maybe give us an understanding of what alternatives are and what they allow you as a portfolio manager to do.
Okay, if you'll allow me to step back for a moment and actually define what alternatives are. Because really, when you look at alternatives, there's venture capital, there's private equity, there's credit, and there's equity. Now, of course, Forge First is involved in the equity business. And when one looks at alternatives in the public equity space, the stock market, those are the types of vehicles that have liquidity in their books. Like a private equity fund is not liquid. And therefore, an investor could go invest in a private equity company, but they would have to be an accredited investor because the fund would only be able to be sold through what's called an offering memorandum, which would imply that it's going to be high risk and there's just a ridiculous number of forms to sign. And liquidity is monthly, if not quarterly or annually, for the investor. But the regulators across the country, the securities regulator, in late 2018 allowed funds like the funds that Forge First manages to convert into what are called liquid alternatives or alternative mutual funds. And the reason we were able to do that is because our book is liquid. We own Microsoft, we own Google, we own Tourmaline, we own Canadian Natural Resources. Those are four names in our top 10. So we have a highly liquid book. And so consequently, if an investor wants to sell the fund tomorrow, there's no problem because if we needed to, we could sell stocks. And at this point in the cycle, the utility of these liquid alternatives are rising. Because I think that the world is going to change, and we'll probably touch on that in a little bit later. But the bottom line of all this is liquid alternatives allow you to add a little protection to your portfolio versus owning just stocks or a mutual fund, which is always 100% long the market. And consequently, if markets go down, they're probably going to go down too.
So Andrew, you have a specific style when you are looking at the equity market. We talk about long and short, but there is a process that you go through to put stocks in your portfolio and the ones that you don't like or you want to go short on. What's in a really quick nutshell, we have this under a minute or so to go. What's the process that you put this filtering or this ability to bring in stocks into your company?
Well, we're fundamental investors as opposed to quantitative or technical. So we're fundamental investors. We are buy and hold, long-term investors focused on free cash flow, buying and shorting stocks in North America. We don't buy any private companies. We limit our small cap exposure to no more than 10% of the book. And a small cap is a company with a market capitalization of less than $1 billion. It's all about sticking to a discipline and trying to generate a competitive risk-adjusted net return and protect capital when markets get rougher. So as a result of how we manage client capital, which always includes a diversified short book and the use of listed put options to further hedge market risk, each of our two funds, during the first nine years plus 1 month of investing on behalf of clients, has what's called negative downside capture, which means it's not a forecast, it's history. When markets have gone down, we've had a tendency to make a little bit of money. It's the tortoise that beats the hare. And so that's what we're focused on. We're not fast money. We don't trade a lot. We are buy and hold investors of free cash flowing companies in North America.
Now that's important to understand where we're going to go in the next segment. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Andrew about where's the opportunity
going forward? Where's the risks going forward? Because there's been a different change in, at least in tone or sentiment, from the beginning of the year to where we are now. So we're definitely going to do that. And this is all part of that five-pillar investment approach that we take, Dave. We strongly talk about why the markets are not just there to give you growth, but we talk about why it's there to protect your long-term retirement. Basically, how do you bulletproof your retirement? And we're going to walk you through every single step on that at our next webinar on Tuesday, October 19th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, if you're interested in understanding how you should position your portfolio going forward for the risks that Andrew sees, stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.